Hi everyone, today's daf is Shabbos daf Yud Zayin. In Shabbos daf Yud Zayin Beis, the Gemara is listing a whole bunch of gzeros, a whole bunch of decrees that were, about 18 decrees that were instituted in one day where we followed Beis Shammai as opposed to Beis Hillel. And one of them was Amar of Chia Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula Af Misha Hechshich Lo Baderech. Let's say a person is traveling along the road on Erev Shabbos, and now all of a sudden it gets dark, and now he's got a wallet, a purse of money in his hands. No saying Kiso L'Nachri, he should give his money. Let's say there's a non-Jew near him, he should give his money to the non-Jew. And Bo Bayom Gazru, they made this decree on that day. So on the surface, it seems, at least the way Rashi understands it, that this is a decree to be stringent, which makes sense because all the decrees are stringencies. And the Rashi says, "Lo yitaltenu pachos pachos midalad amos," that he should give the purse to the non-Jew, and he shouldn't carry it less than 4 amos. What does it mean, less than 4 amos? On a Torah level, you only violate the Torah, the prohibition of carrying, if you carry Dalad Amos, 4 Amos in Rishus Aram. So if you carry it less than 4 Amos, so then that would only be a rabbinic prohibition. So the rabbi said, don't do that. Better give it to a non-Jew. Better give it to a non-Jew, because we're concerned that if you carry it less than 4 Amos, you're going to make a mistake. You're not going to be able to carry it less than 4 Amos and then stop, another 4 Amos and stop, another 4 Amos and stop. You're going to make a mistake. So therefore, we said better give it to a non-Jew to carry, as opposed to you carrying it. What's called pachos pachos be dalet amos. So that is Rashi's opinion. However, the Bala Maor says that actually this is a gzeira heter. This is a decree to be lenient. Why? Because they are allowing you to give your purse to a non-Jew, even though the non-Jew, he's doing your work, and he is your shaliach, he is your agent. There's a rabbinic prohibition of amir l'nachri, and it's not so simple. You can't just have a non-Jew do anything for you. But the reason for this is mitoch she'adam bahul amamona, because the person is concerned about his money. Im lo natir lo yavo letaltlo arba amos rishus arabim. That if we don't permit him to do this, he will end up carrying it 4 amos in Rishus Arabim. In other words, the rabbis are providing a dispensation when they made the rules about Amir L'Nachri being forbidden, so they carved out an exception in a situation of this kind where they said that if we don't allow this individual to utilize the non-Jew, so then he'll be so nervous about what will be with his money, then he will end up violating a Torah prohibition and carrying it in Rishus Harabim. And interestingly enough, when the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simon Reish Samach Vav, Seif Aleph, quotes this halacha, so the Mishnah Berurah commenting on this cites the opinion of the Baal HaMaor, that this is a Gzeiras Heter, saying Mishum Dekim Lahu Sharam Bahu Amamono Vim Lo Shari Slay Also De Yisr Chomor Shalich Arba Amos Vishus Arabim. Exactly, they're saying that if we don't allow him this rabbinic dispensation, then he will end up carrying in Rishus Harabim. Now some Achronim write that nowadays when there's no Rishus Arabim, a biblical Rishus Arabim, the halacha still stands. In other words, the Magen Avram is lenient. Because nowadays, most of our streets are not really a Rishus Arabim. Let's say we walk out in Oceanside. It's not really a Rishus Arabim. It's a rabbinic Rishus Arabim. So the question is, can you still rely on giving it to the non-Jew? In other words, was this leniency only a leniency when, if we don't allow this, then you will end up carrying in a Rishus Arabim Doraisa? So maybe in, let's say, the streets of Oceanside, which we don't have a street where there are 600,000 people walking the streets. So what we have is, let's say if there is no Eruv. Let's say there's no Eruv in Oceanside. So it would only be a rabbinic Rishus Arabim. It wouldn't be a Rishus Arabim Doraisa. So you would never violate any Torah prohibition of carrying. So maybe in this instance, we would say, don't rely on the non-Jew. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. Magen Avraham is strict. However, Mishnah Berurah writes that we can be lenient, even not like the Magen Avraham. So, but this is actually a debate between the Magen Avraham and other Achronim, when in a situation where there would not be a Torah prohibition if you carried. So the simple reading again of the Gemara is that if it's getting dark and you have your wallet and you're beyond the Eruv, then you can give it to a goy to carry it for you, even in a situation where if you would carry it, it would only be a rabbinic prohibition. This is what seems to emerge from the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah.